Well, good morning, people. Another day, in clown world. But I've noticed a trend of the last few years, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there's definitely something going on. Now, you go back quite a few years, and somebody in power, if they screw up badly, or even break the law, or to use their personal position for personal gain, or personal vendettas. In other words, misuse of power would mean they would be removed. That's because generally the people voted them in power and they can vote them out. Such was the power of the people. But in today's world, it seems like somebody else has put them in power and keeping them there, no matter what. For instance, the London mayor of the UK, Sadiq Khan, who has turned London into a war zone. Knife crime is rampant. Crime is rampant. And that's because Sadiq Khan has used most of the money he gets to bolster himself. He's used all the money the government gave him, and he asked for more, but they said no, because he just squanders it. That's why ULEZ happened, so he could get money. He charges people for going into London and uses his disguise as keeping the air clean. I mean, even the common person can see that. And yet, he's still the mayor of London. With all the screw-ups that he's made, he could never be the mayor of London still, unless he's got help. And then there's Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, who has actually become more like a dictator than a prime minister. He's used the power of the government illegally, and more than once. But yet, he's still the Prime Minister of Canada, hopefully for not much longer. And then there's Macron, the Prime Minister of France. The people dislike him immensely. And he doesn't like the French people either. And he has also done unscrupulous things. And yet, he's still the Prime Minister of France. Of course, in the US is a similar picture. Because most of these people in power making terrible decisions don't have the backing of the people, and yet they're still in power. And they couldn't be unless they've had help, and keep continuing to get help. But from whom? The people these days aren't controlled so much by the government as by the media. And the government owns the media. Trudeau, when he was in power, gave the media $600 million. It was disguised as a grant, but really, he bought them. Whoever is putting these people or keeping these people in power must be powerful themselves, because France is well known for removing no good people. As I say, lots of people have ideas about why. They're saying it's a big boogeyman or something. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there is something definitely not kosher. And Trudeau is at it again. He's trying to bring a law in to put people in prison mostly for life, for speech crimes. That doesn't sound like a prime minister. That sounds more like a dictator, doesn't it? How to silence the people? Well, his father must be proud. But who was his father? There seems to be a glimmer of hope for Canada, as there seems to be a new Prime Minister coming up, that at least at the moment is talking sense. And Trudeau's days are numbered. Of course, we've seen it before. It could be bait and switch. It seems like we're in a kind of a time warp, where everything has been turned completely upside down. The laws, the governments. Effectively, they call it clown world. And because it's so widespread in a lot of countries, it can't be no accident, can it? Well, maybe it's the aliens, because there's loads of aliens around now, are creating this utopia for them. You know, I remember when I was a younger man, you could buy a house in the UK for £2,500. And a really nice one would cost you £3,500. But you can hardly get a house now here for less than £250,000. And then you look at the price of a vehicle or car or truck. Only a very few can afford one without going on the drip for the rest of their life. And it's mostly the same in all the Western and European countries now. Are with these people in power that the people apparently voted for. It's funny because the people in power are always saying they're trying to make the difference between poor people and rich people more equal. But it doesn't seem to be happening, does it? The gap between poor and rich, or the elite, is getting greater. Somebody's getting rich, and it isn't the common people. You got any ideas about this, guys? Let me know. You take it easy.